So, this is a new episode. I'm going to call it my Nipa Walk because Big Fatty suggested it and I think it's a grand idea. So, today is Friday. How exciting is that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is a new episode. How exciting is that?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3624 of the BFO for Monday the 27th of December 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my criminal weekend, plus we've got more cans to open. Big Fatty! Counting down us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're counting down us because, y'all, here we are. Can you believe it? We are in the last and final week of 2021. Y'all, I say it every year. y'all, the time just whizzes by. Big Fatty, old Stinkpot likes it when it whizzes. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I can't believe it. Just can't believe we are in the last week of 2021. And y'all, we will be celebrating New Year's Eve as we always do here on the BFO. So, y'all, tune in on Friday for the annual, visit, to Ben Grauer in Times Square and Guy Lombardo. So that's coming up on Friday. Big Fatty, I'm touching myself just waiting to hear it. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 27th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, we've had it the day after Boxing Day. It's true. I've met this person many times. At the Pride 48 events, and I've traveled. I've traveled to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and visited in person. Y'all, it took me to a place called Hell's Kitchen, I believe was the name of it. Y'all, they had delicious Bloody Marys there. Big Fatty, he used to do the north and south of things with that Georgian Atlanta, but y'all, they're on hiatus, I believe. But every once in a while, they stick the heads back out. But he is a regular podcast provider on the Scooter Diaries. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mark the Laughing Buddha. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Laughing Buddha. It's true. And y'all, just one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. So y'all, if you see the Laughing Buddha on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of vegetable-tarian cake. week. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got more cans to open. Y'all, the next one is from that Francie 57. You know, she's the Mr. The Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Ready. And oh! Y'all, it's the first repeat card. And y'all, it is of the... of the men's ballerinas with their tutus and their cracks showing, a scene from the holiday favorite, the Butt Cracker, Big Manny. And it says, hope your crema is all it's cracked up to be. Happy New Year, too big fatty, la 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 la, squeeze squeaky kitty. Hi, poodle hug poodle with love and a laugh. Francie, Michael, and family. Well, Francie, Michael, and family, thank you so much for that. I do love this card. So, anyway, y'all, the next one, y'all, it is from that gang out there in the Colorado. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Daddy, it's got glitter on it. It does indeed have glitter on it. Y'all, it's Mr. Snowman holding a package. Big Fat can only imagine what package it's holding if it's from Guy. It's true. It says, Big Fatty, wishing you a holiday season that's warm and wonderful. Aloha, Merry Crema, and Happy New Year. Gah, in Denver. Well, gah, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I'm kind of out of time. So y'all, I'm going to wait and show these cards later. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. Y'all, can't remember anything that in particular that happened on Thursday. Just don't remember. Big Fatty, what else is new? Y'all, on Friday, y'all, got up, y'all. I had to make little ham sandwiches, and on Friday, what did I do? I had to make something else too. What else did I make? Was it cheese cookeries? No, I don't think it was cheese. Well, it may have been cheese cookeries, but anyway, I know I had to make the little ham sandwich. No, I made sausage balls. That's what it was. Y'all, was getting ready for Fatty's for Crema Eve. Y'all, we're not going to have a meal, just going to have little cocktails and a few little nibbles. Well, y'all, it was Granny couldn't come. He wasn't feeling well. And Mr. Pickle was out of town visiting his family, and young Ryan was with his family that evening, so that's why it was not going to be a real formal thing. But y'all, young Nicholas, y'all, he showed up early. I couldn't believe it. On Crema Eve, he was done work and over here at the villa by 3 p.m. in the afternoon, maybe 3:30. And y'all, I put him to work. I had him cut the cheese. Very vulgar. No, I mean the. Slice some cheese up. Oh, yummy. And y'all, I cooked the package of the little ham biscuits and had them in the oven. Y'all, the Nip showed up. Y'all, he had gotten some nuggets So that was a surprise. I wasn't expecting that. And y'all, we had the ham biscuits and the chicken nuggets and the cheese and crackers. And y'all, I put out a display of crema cookeries. And y'all, I had cheese cookeries and the nuts and bolts. Big Fatty has quite a meal. Well, y'all, it was all little snackette things, but it was quite a meal. And y'all, we had eggnog it was a lovely evening, you know, when the eggnog is flowing, things can take a turn, but I think all in all, it was a night of peace on earth and goodwill to most men. Y'all, after everybody left, y'all, they were gone by 9:30, something like that. Y'all, I watched a little bit on the TV machine, and y'all, then I was out like a light. Y'all woke up on crema morning, had my coffee, had some crema cookeries, and y'all, I had a few little packages I opened, and young Nicholas gave me what are those mermen, the angel Gabriel, and y'all, then my brother and my youngest brother and his wife, I tell them I don't want any giftettes, but they gave me some anyway, a couple of little things from them. Y'all, several of my neighbors stopped by. Y'all, I have the cutest. There are two little girls that live next to Big Fatty. And y'all, they came by and brought Big Fatty a bottle of wine. And, well, you know, their mother was with them and everything. And y'all, they were dressed in like little elves. And y'all, they were as cute as they could be. And they were all excited because Santa Claus was going to come see them. And they said they had been good. Saturday morning, I got up. Y'all, I did my crema morning. Y'all, I felt like the Faye driver, except I wasn't doing the crema day run. Y'all, by the way, did you hear that that's all pre-recorded? So y'all, it's been nothing but a big lie all these years. But anyway, it's always fun to listen. But y'all, I did my nipple walk, came back, got my share, and y'all, then I was invited to a special crema lunch. Olive, I went by and picked up Olive and another gentleman in the independent living facility, and y'all, we went to the home of the widow of Robert Jordan. Now, if you don't know who Robert Jordan is, he wrote the Wheel of Time series. He has since passed away, and y'all, it's a new movie on the Lesbeterian Delivery Service Prime. And there were only 12 of us there. But y'all, it was old South. It was an old South crema, and y'all, we had lovely drinks and y'all, a buffet. There were only 12 of us, and is that right? There were 10 of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Y'all, there were only 10 of us, and y'all, there's a lovely buffet. Y'all, that must have been a 30-pound turkey. It was huge, and it was delicious. And y'all, then there was a big loin of beef. Big Fatty, the loin of beef. And y'all, it was just as medium rare as it could be. Very tasty. Had rice and gravy. We had, that's how you know you're in the South. You didn't have mashed potatoes. You had rice and gravy. And y'all, there was some baked onions and all kinds of seasoning and all. There was dressing. There was fresh string beans. Y'all, they were absolutely delicious. And y'all, then for dessert, we had a homemade Huguenot torte. And that's basically kind of a a puffy pastry, almost a meringue, but I don't think it's a meringue, but anyway, it has that kind of consistency. But y'all, it's the filling is apples and pecans all roasted together and everything. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. It was a lovely evening, and y'all, after dropping, y'all, I felt like a movie star, or I felt very impotent. And y'all, after our meal, I took Olive and his co-resident back to the home, and y'all, then I, y'all, I joined other friends who had invited me to Crema dinner. But I declined, but I said, if I, you know, depending on what time we're all through, I'll stop by. Well, y'all, I stopped by, and they were just sitting down to dinner. So, y'all, I visited with them for a little while, and while they ate and had dessert, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, but y'all, I'm going to tell you, I felt like I was about to shoot gravy out of my nose. I was so full. Beep! Fatty! So, y'all, I headed on home. And, y'all, it didn't take long before I was in the alive chamber, snoring it up. Y'all, it has turned hot, in Fat Acres. Y'all, all week this week, it's going to be in the 70s and close to 80, I think, on Monday. And only down in the 50s in the evening and, in the 60s. I think winter's over, big fatty. And, anyway, but y'all woke up on Sunday morning. I had leftover little ham biscuits for my brofkas and my corfry. I've started the five grid, Sudoku, but I hadn't gotten to it much. And, then what was I doing? Oh, y'all, old Vader needed to record the LFC early, because y'all, he had big doings, and so we recorded that, and y'all, then young Nicholas stopped by, and the Nip stopped by, and y'all, I made them both go for the nipple walk, so we did the nipple walk up around the big circle, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And, y'all, then, came back, and, y'all, I got my share, and now I am, sitting down and recording a little show. So, y'all, that pretty much has been my Crema weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, I just want to say one last thing about my Crema lunch. Y'all, of the 10 people, 8 of them or 7 of them were older than I am. And y'all, it was nice to be in that situation where I could kind of soak in the knowledge and perspective of folks older than me. And oh, dear gussie. And y'all, it was a pleasure. It was just a pleasure. And so, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I hope your plans for New Year's Eve are starting to come together, and that you'll be able to ring it in big, fatty, like at 4:30 in the afternoon, so we can be in bed right after Jeopardy. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy. That's the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, what did you think about today's little show?
This is a new episode. How exciting is that?
Oh, yes. I love a new episode rather than one of those reruns. You know, that was a What's Happening.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.